It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
And I'm Mark Kay, and Megan's here today, too, and we're hanging out, and we're very excited about what we learned yesterday about the Jaguars. By the way, if you want to get some tickets to the Jaguars, we're giving away $1,000 four times today. The first chance coming up at 8 a.m., right, Megan?
Right, Mark.
Yeah, that's going to be very exciting. So, all right, yesterday, the Jaguars had this huge state of the franchise thing where they sit down, or they stand up, really, at a podium, and they announce all the big things that are coming up next season at Everbank Field, or TIAA Field, as it will soon be called, which we learned, and we saw the... Did you see all the photos of what it's going to look like?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool. The other thing that we learned is that there's new uniforms. Now, this is kind of, in typical Jacksonville fashion, we totally screwed that up. There was, like, supposed to be this big reveal, and they were going to have this big thing at the state of the franchise, but the placards at the airport, the big banners that you, when you walk down, you know, through the departures,
Yeah. They
have the Jaguars on either side, and they updated those with the new uniforms before they announced them to the public.
Yeah, and somebody took a picture and posted it on social media, as usual.
Yeah, and it was all, and then we went viral again for something dumb.
Yeah.
That's what Jacksonville's known for. All the viral stories out of Jacksonville are like, man, Jacksonville's so stupid.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Pretty much. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like the uniforms look the same to me.
Oh, no. They're so less intricate. Okay. They're way more boring.
Everybody was saying barf on social media, but
yeah.
I don't really understand why they're bad. I just think they're fine.
They're just plain is what it is. The old uniform.
So what's wrong with that?
Well, no, I mean, some people don't like plain. Some people
like plain. I feel like it's like better because then it's just like more chill and not so flashy. Like those helmets before were too much, like with the half and half.
The two-tone?
Yeah.
I think I'm the only person in the world that really liked the two-tone helmet.
I didn't see the new helmets though. Are they all black?
They're all black and they have the big Jaguar logo.
Are they matte black?
I mean, I don't know what they named them.
You can speak, Savannah. You're just
I know,
like
Savannah's just shaking her head in the corner.
Because I don't know what you guys are going to say.
Savannah's just nodding. No, yes.
Matte. They are...
They're shiny.
Oh, bummer. I liked the matte. I thought that was pretty cool.
All right, look, there's a shiny helmet with the Jaguar logo, and then you've got basically...
What's wrong with the uniforms? I don't get it. I think they look
they're
cool.
They're very boring and plain.
They're plain. That's like a plain white uniform with black letters.
We don't need to be flashy
numbers.
No more. We're already awesome.
Well,
so.
See, that's what people were saying. Some people were saying, you don't need a flashy uniform when you're out there kicking ass.
Yeah, like who cares? They look fine. They look clean and nice and they look good and the helmets look better. They just look profesh and not like, you know, like a little kid team.
Not like we're trying to make a
yeah.
like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the ugliest uniforms.
Yeah,
ever.
Like these look great. I don't understand. We have the best colors ever. First of all.
Well, so if you look at them, I mean, what they did was they took off a lot of the gold and teal kind of, you know, they had those lapel things going on and stuff.
That.
They really just toned it down. So you have white, black, or teal. Those are your three options. And then you can see there's a mixture. Like you can mix and match. It's like separates. You can have your white jersey with your black pants or your teal jersey with your black pants. But apparently you can't have your black and teal jersey with your white pants. That wouldn't match.
Okay.
That's not like an official uniform.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
So you dig them. You think they're cool.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with them.
Savannah, what do you think?
I love them. I almost went, like, the second you can buy them, I'm going to buy them.
Are they not already on sale?
They may be, but I didn't check yesterday because I had better things to do.
Whose jersey are you going to buy?
Fournette, for sure.
Fournette? Leonard
yeah.
Fournette? You're a big Leonard Fournette fan?
He's a great guy.
He is a great guy.
Megan, yeah. Are you going to buy a jersey?
No.
You're not?
No.
You can buy custom
jersey's
ones.
Jersey's not really my thing, but I mean, they're cool.
You could buy a custom one with your name on it. It could say, like, the Meg.
No.
And then 69 or something underneath.
Ew.
I mean, that's true.
Wait,
you can
okay,
do that.
Maybe I will buy one.
You know what? Your birthday's coming up. Maybe I'll get you one.
Okay, thanks.
If I get you the one that says the Meg 69, would you wear it?
Yeah, duh.
Savannah, you can get one that says 420.
Why do you think I'm high right now?
Because you were just nodding your head on the radio, number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
You have to speak in order for people to hear you.
Yeah. No, anyway, so that was one of the big things. But that's just one of like 20 things we found out yesterday at the state of the franchise.
Yeah, apparently there's a dog park.
Oh. Don't ruin it, Megan.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing spoilers.
Okay.
Weren't doing spoilers.
If there may be a dog park. Details coming up. We got our schedule release. Megan, you know who our season home opener is against?
The Patriots.
The New England Patriots. Isn't that amazing?
You know how I knew that?
How?
You just told me.
I know, but you were supposed to pretend like you didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Also,
sorry.
It's a 4:25 game. So it's going to be like the later game, which is great. It's not going to be like blisteringly hot. It's just going to be like regular
that
hot.
Really is the best. More time to pregame.
Oh, my God. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So we get the game's not until 4 o'clock. We can all call in sick to work the next day.
Yeah.
It's going to be stellar. That's our season opener against the Patriots. Also, get this. We have a primetime 8 o'clock game against the Pittsburgh Steelers here at TIAA Bank Stadium.
Sunday?
It's a Sunday night. That's nice. When they play football. It's at 8 o'clock.
Sometimes there's Monday night games, bro.
And sometimes there's Thursday.
Okay. I know. So what are you talking about?
All right.
Don't try to be smart guy.
Hey, relax.
Like, I don't know.
I don't have to try to be the smart guy. It just happens naturally.
Yeah, okay.
But that's going to be another exciting game, and that means that everybody in the entire world will be watching that game.
Yeah.
Jaguar Steelers, me so excited. We're definitely going to have to take off work that Monday because that's an 8 o'clock game.
Yeah, that's like I already go to sleep at 8.
So. I mean, we won't get home till midnight.
Yeah, there's no way.
Also, they've added a dog park with a bone-shaped pool, which means we now have 3 swimming pools at Everbank Field.
That's
isn't that great?
I can't believe there's a dog park, though. Is anybody actually going to participate in that?
The dogs will.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they'll bring out the dogs
but like,
and let them run around.
Is it so that you like bring the dog there, they like chill while the game's going on, and
yeah.
then you go
I'm pretty
watch
sure
the game.
Yeah, they said it's like a doggy daycare. So what happens is you know someone's going to get so drunk and pass out and leave their dog there. So I don't know if this is a good idea or not.
Yeah, it's a horrible idea.
But I feel like it's one of those things like the pools, like we want to be the first to do something to draw attention to our stadium, which I get. You know, that's why we have swimming pools. Nobody actually does laps in them or anything. You just sit there and you get some TV time, and we made a big deal about it like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
The dog park is now the same thing. Look, here's the. Did you see the artist's rendering?
The sketchy, creepy
yeah.
dogs.
So there's like dogs running around, and there's the dog park. There's like it looks like a bar, but I don't know if that's like a doggy bar or a people bar. But it says, you know, look, where is it?
I'm sure
yeah,
there's like a bar.
It's in partnership with Pet Paradise, the South End Zone Fan Deck will have a water feature. Okay. Dog daycare.
Only open on game days. So, yeah.
Well.
So only. So you drop them off, you go to the game,
right.
you hang out, and then you
And then
back.
When they shoot the fireworks up in the air during this, the State of the Union. What do they call it? The
National Anthem.
National Anthem. Thank you. All the dogs can freak out
State
and like
of
hide
the
in the
Union.
Corner.
Yeah. No, I think it's. I don't know.
I don't know about that idea.
I'm going to leave my opinion to myself on this one.
The tarps are not coming back. We've sold so many season tickets, and we expect to sell so many tickets going forward that there will be no more tarps covering the seats at TIAA Stadium.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Yeah, they had so many season ticket holders or season ticket requests. Because we win. And that's all we ever said.
Because we win.
I mean, really, been saying that for years. Just win some games and you'll sell some tickets.
Yeah. All we had to do was win some games to get a dog park.
That's
look at
right.
us.
Right. We can sell tickets. We got a dog park. We're changing the name of the stadium. And then, Megan, did you hear about this big concert?
I did hear about the concert. Yes.
You did?
That is very exciting.
Leonard Skinner.
Yeah.
We don't have any Leonard Skinner in the system.
Oh, we definitely do.
Come on. There's no way we don't have Leonard Skinner.
We have to.
I mean, I just feel like that's just ridiculous.
That's not even Jacksonville.
No state. We shouldn't even be a Jacksonville station. Yeah, we shouldn't have even gotten a license without having Skinner in the system.
No, you got it. You got to have Skinner in
there. Don't worry. We're going to find some here in
play
just a minute.
Play Free Bird.
Here we go. Leonard Skinner, their farewell tour is coming to Everbank Field on September the 2nd. Jason Aldean and Kid Rock
yes!
also going to be there. I know, right?
Da-ba-da-bang-da-bang, diggy-diggy. That's the only song
right.
I know.
Also, he sings Summertime, which is basically the song.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah!
It's a horrible song.
What are you talking about?
That's the worst.
I love that song. You're such a hater. That's a great song.
It's literally a rip of the song.
It's called a sample, and it was done
thank
with
you, Mark.
Producer Mark.
Oh,
explaining
Mark.
Explaining how music works.
Oh, we don't
and
have that one either?
Games are only on Sundays, Megan.
Shut up. So we have new uniforms. We've got a new dog park. We got Leonard Skinner coming to town. There was something else. Oh, they're eventually going to get rid of Lot J, which kind of sucks because that's where I park.
I was wondering that. I didn't see any parking in the rendition of like a garage lot or anything.
Yeah. In fact, you know what? We should probably get into that here in just a minute. 340-9595. If you saw anything in the State of the Franchise yesterday that you really liked or you really hated, give us a buzz. And if you have a dog, would you ever bring him to a football game? And they're going to start doing away with Lot J, apparently, which is a bummer because that's where everybody parks.
And by everybody, you mean like you and like 4 other people. It's always so empty.
It's empty, but at the same time, that's where all the tailgating is. That's where people are playing cornhole. It's right there, conveniently located.
I mean, there are some people there, but like it's that lot is usually very empty, and it's hard to get a pass in there.
When you go to Daly's place, don't you just go to Lot J and park right there and walk in?
No, we go to the other side at Daly's place.
Oh, you're other siders.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they like literally direct you into the other side. Well, I've only been there once, so.
Well, what they want to do is they want to like put in like a hotel, which makes sense. We need a hotel and some office building.
Right on the stadium?
In Lot J.
That
so,
seems too close, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess people are going to rent hotel rooms, get, you know, but that's great, though. Like, if you have an 8 o'clock game or 8 o'clock p.m. game, you get drunk and you wander back to the hotel.
Definitely.
But, you know, you're not going to be able to park anywhere, so I don't know what they're going to do with that. 340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
I was going to say, I don't like the New Jersey. I don't like anything about the new uniform. I like the old one, and I don't care if they're flashy. Look at every other NFL team. They're boring.
You think they're boring uniforms? You don't like them?
Yeah. They look boring compared to all. They're fitting in with the other team.
So what would you prefer? So you like the gold back on there and the two-tone helmets and stuff like that?
I like it. I think it gave the Jaguars a new life.
Okay.
If you find some way to incorporate the teal more into that, that would be awesome too.
Okay. Yeah, I think we do lose some of the teal. Like, with the white and the black uniforms, there's literally zero teal on
there.
Yeah,
that's not true.
Those white uniforms look horrible. I think that's the worst one out of all of them.
Somebody wrote, these jerseys look like the kind of boba ones my grandma buys at Costco.
They look like a Little League team jersey.
Yeah. I mean, I do kind of agree with you there. They look very high schoolish. The white one with the black letters just looks high schoolish to me. But let me see.
Wait, why?
Because it just looks like, because it's plain. I mean, again, it's not like you would think, here, look at these again. Like, this white one here could be any high school team in the country, right?
I mean, how many high school team football players are you watching?
I mean,
like, that black helmet part, it made them look badass.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I like the old helmets, too. I may have been the only one.
The black one has teal on the sleeve.
Okay, the black one has a little bit of teal on the sleeve. Tiny bit.
Yeah, the white one could have some more teal.
The white one has zero teal. The only thing teal about it are the shoes.
Yeah, but those shoes are awesome.
Well, okay, fine. But, I mean, they may not all wear the teal shoes. Sometimes they wear, like, different shoes. They, like, wear shoes that little kids have painted.
Look at their socks. Their socks have teal.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, she didn't like... I mean, look, they're definitely toned down. Is the best
way to put them. Do you have a picture of the old ones? Because now I can't remember what the old ones look like.
Oh, the old ones were badass, I thought.
I hated the old ones.
What?
I've never had any opinion on the uniforms. Like, I've never had that.
Megan's like, are the pants still tight?
like, I didn't even, like, none of this even mattered to me.
Like, if they go out there in baggy cargos, we're going to have a problem.
The only thing that was, like, a little bit distracting was the helmets.
Yeah.
With the two tones. But I like the matte black. See, that was something I was a fan of. Then
you
they
like
took
matte
it away.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Just took it right away.
They're going back to... You know what it is? And Tom Coughlin kind of does this because he's very like Mr. Football. Like, the game is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want... Like, he did that in New York. When he went to New York, he went into the Giants... Like, he basically just gave them blue uniforms with an NY on the helmet.
Well, then I'm surprised.
And then they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so maybe this is a good sign.
Maybe. I agree. Look at us. We dress like schlubs, and we're number one.
Yeah.
If we wore suits and ties, no one would listen to this show.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.